Well, it's time now for Weekend Wagers. Go to weekendwagersplural.com. Sign up for their free newsletter. If you're someone who likes to dabble in some betting, you can do it. And story today, we'll start off first. Lance Motown Fisher joins you once again. Lance, how are you doing?
Great, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, it was interesting, the story in the Edmonton Journal that just came out, the AGLC is estimating that Albertans are gambling between $120 to $150 million a year on so-called gray area market gambling sites. And none of that revenue goes into the provincial coffers or to charities, which is right now where a lot of gambling revenue goes to, you know, to the provincial government. It helps, you know, goes to the bottom line for the budget. And then, of course, a lot goes to help out various charities around the province. So, you know, that's a huge amount of number. And when you see that, it's sure, when the AGLC is putting that out there, it's all, to me, I get the sense they're really pushing towards bringing in the single game betting.
Absolutely. Well, except Jason, it's not single game betting yet. That's Bill C-290, which is still pushing. But this is like BC and Manitoba started a website called playnow.ca, and you have to be a BC resident or Manitoba resident, and all the other provinces have followed suit so far. You still have to bet minimum two games, though. But they're giving you fairer odds, and they're letting you bet online. Which, right now, what people are doing with this gray market, most of online gaming is taking place in the UK, where it's very legal to bet on pretty much anything, as well as the Caribbean, which Antigua, Costa Rica, those are places that essentially take Canadian money and run a sports book, just like you would in Nevada.
So does Alberta have their new site up?
They do not yet. This is the first phase. They're investigating it. So what does that mean? 6 months, a year, 5 years? I don't know. But it's the first sign. Alberta is only one of two provinces right now that do not have some form of online gaming thus far.
Really?
Yep. Manitoba and BC was the... they started it all. I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, and it's interesting where all the money goes, you know, Justice, Solicitor General, Human Services, to Health, Agriculture, Rural Development, Culture, Tourism, Parks and Recreation. That's a lot of money that would help people out.
Right now, we're looking at, I looked up the Alberta budget. It's about $40 billion. And if you look at what gaming put into it, about $1.5 billion, you're looking almost 4%. 4%. Mm-hmm. Of all gaming money goes to the Alberta government, goes to AHS, Alberta Health. It goes, you know, every possible Alberta service, you know, including your municipalities, obviously, and of course the revenue that goes to the Alberta Lottery Fund, which much of that goes to, I think it's 300 different charities right now that you see, particularly at casinos and different groups. I mean, you name a group, it's probably there getting a portion.
Now, I know there are some people like, Gregor, I don't like that you promote gambling on your site. Well, the fact is, you know, we promote being smart about it. You can go to weekendwagers.com. There's nothing on there that says blow the bank or anything like that. Always be smart in what you're wagering. The harsh reality is, though, a lot of people out there are wagering. So they're going to do it. You're not going to stop
drinking
them.
Beer. That yeah. doesn't stop beer commercials.
So if you're going to do it, why isn't the Alberta government punch or tapping into it? It's, you know, it's really $120 to $150 million they're losing every year by not having this.
Part of this as well, when you look at the Responsible Gaming Act, well, there's no act, sorry, I shouldn't call it an act, but the responsible obligation by these companies or by the government itself, part of this goes back into that. People who clearly have issues, no different than people who have issues with alcohol. This goes back in. You can tell by a person's online behavior, are they spending more than they should? Are they binging? Are they doing these things? Right now, that's always part of any kind of, you know, C-290, the one that's coming in for single betting. All these have different wagers right now, different programs right now that they will shut you out, including BC. I don't know what the name of it is, Play Smart or something to that effect, that if they see that there's some uncharacteristic habits that you're developing, they will essentially cut you off. I mean, that is part of this process. It's allowing adults to be adults.
Let's get to some of the games of the night. Well, let's start in the Oilers are 0-12 in their first home game after a home game.
Yeah. As of October 29th, of the few wins that the Oilers did have in their second home game was early on when they went on that 500 straight go. Well, the first.
So they're 0-12 in their second home game.
That's right. Since October 29th, other than that first home stretch. Yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty terrible. Yeah, that and Dubnyk and our raw numbers. Looking at the fact that the Oilers just took a big win, it doesn't bode well for us. But I mean, this is one of those under Todd Nelson that anything can happen, and it does. But definitely looks like the Oilers are going against the trend here.
With all the new advancements, and the NHL.com today came out with their new enhanced statistics, they call them. They're not calling them advanced, they're calling them enhanced statistics. They don't use Corsi, they use SAT and then WSAT for Fenwick. I know a lot of the longtime analytics guys know what the numbers are. How much of that do you guys crunch into your computer? Is those statistics now as much of a part of it?
Those are some of the statistics. There are a few. A lot of it has to do with game development through a box score, how things have developed, and, of course, trends, and particularly historical trends. We're looking at numbers that not necessarily reflect a 30 or a 40-game trend, but we're looking at things that reflect thousands of games. So of the different statistics we look at, particularly how teams in aggregate play at home, away, after they've won, after they've lost, these type of things. So it's a lot of sort of psychological ideas combined with direct results of course, goals, assists. Do we play directly to Corsi's and various advanced statistics? Not particularly, because that would be more really looking at things like fantasy sports, because we're more looking at general team response to situations.
Let's talk about the Dallas. Boston has announced that Subban's going to start tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues. It's a 5.5. When you have a rookie goaltender, have you guys like, is this an obvious over now?
Obvious is a strong word.
Very likely.
We already had this game pegged on the over.
Oh, you did? Okay.
We already had this game pegged on the over. It's sitting at five and. Right now, I'm actually saying in weekend wagers, I'm saying Motown Fisher taking the plus odds, adding a half goal, and going plus 110 over 5.5. Mostly because the Bruins don't look like they have a sense of anything to do with the word defense, combined with the fact that they've given up 18 goals over the last four games. So you're looking at that, and their last four have been over. The Blues' last three out of six have been over. And we project the Blues by a half a goal to a goal. So, well, obviously they have to win by one. So if we're projecting the Blues here by a goal, we're saying that Boston is probably not going to play their best defensive game. Of course they should, but, this is where we're also getting plus money saying, a plus 110, 5.5 is a pretty reasonable bet in our opinion. And we've been doing quite well lately in the NHL, particularly with our dogs. If you look at our dogs lately, our Parent Site Pro Computer Gambler, they've picked Tampa over Anaheim a couple days ago, Detroit at plus 140 over Chicago on Wednesday, and Columbus over Philly on Tuesday. The only one we didn't hit was Winnipeg yesterday. That one didn't come through, but we're 3-1 in our last four dog picks. So that leads to what's today's play that we really like out of the sports book, and that's the Avs. We really like...
What?
We love color... Well, no, we don't love it. It's a play. It's a value play. We like the Avs to beat the Hawks. They're plus...
Because they're minus...
They're plus 195. So you basically 100 to win 195 in a sports book or 10 to win 20. And they're 350 in Sports Select. The Avs have won 2 out of 3. The Hawks have lost 3 out of 5 on their current homestand. The Hawks losing to the Wing last game actually inflates the value of the home team in this case, because the public thinks they can't lose again, and particularly the way they've been playing. The Hawks have gone to overtime 4 out of 5 times and a shootout 3 out of 5 times. So right now we're looking at 2-to-1 odds, almost 2-to-1 odds, and we have the Avs winning this game in our statistical numbers 48% of the time. I like the shot. I mean, it's like a coin flip, except, Jason, instead of a dollar, you and I are betting a dollar on a coin flip. Except I win $2 when I pick heads, and you only win one. Well, I like the shot at 50%, particularly with the way the Hawks are playing. They're playing tight, close games. I mean, not saying the Hawks the Hawks are in a real tough spot here, particularly with the way they're playing close and going in overtime and going to a shootout. If you had 2-1 odds going into a shootout, I think that would be a pretty good situation. And the Avs, under Patrick Roy, interesting, last couple of years, the last two seasons, are 25-5 straight up off a home loss since 2014. So anytime they've lost at home, they have come out 25 out of 30 times to win the next game.
One last one. Quickly going to the NBA. Sports Select has just introduced totals. Now, do they always do it after the All-Star break, or do they just do it this year?
Typically, they used to do it about a third to a halfway through the season. But this time, they actually, I mean, we're in game, you know, 50-something, so it's about two-thirds of the way in. And they waited for the All-Star game again this year. And, yeah, so now you're going to get about 30 games.
Quickly, in 30 seconds, explain what introducing totals is.
Introducing totals, basically, they fixed a line early on in the day. You look at the totals, and then you assess them. We assess them, basically, later on in the afternoon to decide what's moved, what hasn't, where's your value plays. And so right now, today, we have two huge value plays that have moved 4 points. That's the Detroit-Chicago under 197 has moved since to 193.5. And the New Orleans-Orlando play, which has moved from 196.5 to 192.5. So it's fixed at 1.7. Really, if you were to buy that line right now, you'd get 1.57, which is 13-cent difference. And at the end of the day, that you're adding all these things up, and you introduce value.
So in the NBA, for those who are diehard NBA fans, the totals, you can get better value later on in the afternoon because you're seeing where the line is?
Absolutely. You see what people are doing. You see where the line's moving. And today we actually, as far as the Toronto game, we like the Hawks tonight. There's a big stat that I really like, looking at a trend over the last 11 years since 2003. Teams between 1 and 12 point favorites that last played on the road that come back home after the All-Star game somehow are 37-16 against a spread that's 70% and 44-9 straight up. Right now, that's Atlanta. And they're giving 2.0 to win by 6 on Sports Select. And the Raptors, after three quality wins over the Clippers, Spurs, and Wizards, definitely look like this one could be a little bit of a letdown.
And where we started was, of course, Alberta, one of the provinces that doesn't have it. Do you expect them to get their own online site like BC and Winnipeg? Or BC and Manitoba?
You would think, oddly enough, that Alberta would have started this trend because
we have
the most casinos in any province, anywhere in Canada, and yet this has been the part that's been lacking by them. So BC being, they're all part of the Western Canadian Lottery Corporation, which in the end, BC has their own, Manitoba has theirs, Saskatchewan doesn't have theirs yet, or they might have recently introduced it, and Alberta's still waiting to determine whether or not they're going to happen. Well, 10 out of 12 provinces have already done this. So I can't see why they would not
do it. Especially with all the money they're losing. All that money benefits Alberta charities, and the money would then go towards the Alberta budget, which, of course, would save taxpayers' dollars.
Absolutely.
Or, well, not necessarily save us dollars, but we'd have more money put towards
different
roads, things.
Well, roads, everything.
Yes, exactly.
Again, health.
Education, everything else. So
absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense. Lance Motown Fisher, weekendwagers.com. Go there, sign up for their free daily newsletter. Check it out. They got the momentum plays. What's your momentum pick today?
I actually got a parlay, though. The two that I mentioned, I've hit my last 2 out of 3 three-game parlays. Detroit-Chicago under 197, New Orleans, Orlando under 196, and Golden State to beat the Spurs by 6. That's my 3-game parlay today.
Golden State to win by 6?
To win by 6 after San Antonio's playing back-to-back. Just for the record, my Motown momentum plays are, since we started this show, I'm 30-22 and all my plays up almost 9 units. So that's Sports Select, Sports Picks, Sportsbook Picks, everything. I'm up 9 units and 8 games over 500.
Well, it's clear because you're on the show, that's why.
Well, I know Gregor. So.
Mark Majot rubbing off on you nicely.
Obviously.
Have a good weekend, man.
Thank you. You too, sir.